El asesino siempre es el más bueno, ¿no? El más inocente. Ese. Ese del que nadie sospecha. ¿No?
In this scene from the telenovela Reina de Corazones, Pablo Azar plays Juanjo Garcia. He's a revenge-seeking son who poses as a valet driver to get even for his mother's death. The murderer is always the nice guy, the innocent one, he says, as he brandishes a gun in a beautiful South Florida living room.
I know, they think I have a good guy face. Usually I'm kind of the bad guy who becomes a good guy or the good guy who becomes a bad guy. It's funny because I'm both in the same show.
Reina de Corazones is just one of a dozen shows Azar has been cast in by Telemundo. He's also been in the telenovelas Aurora, La Fan, El Cuerpo.
Very dramatic, very melodramatic.
They run every day, Monday through Friday, for months, more than 100 episodes per show.
Sometimes you shoot 40 scenes in one single day. So it's very demanding. You have to be available almost all the time. So that's why it's so important to have the proper conditions for those actors, because they are not able to do anything else.
That's why now, in real life, Azar is playing a role he's never acted on TV, union organizer.
I come from Mexico, and I began my career in Mexico, so believe it or not, usually you have better conditions in the U.S. than in countries like Mexico, Colombia, but funny enough, for actors, it's backwards. Actors have better working conditions in Mexico than they have here in Miami, at least I'm talking about Latin Hispanic actors.
In the U.S., telenovela actors on Telemundo were for the most part contract workers, working without benefits, workplace protections, or overtime pay. And actors got no residuals, payment for the rebroadcast or sale of an old show. Residual payments are a standard part of union contracts with actors in the U.S. Also, telenovela actors were barred from speaking out against Telemundo. So Azar did just that. He helped organize his fellow actors and won union recognition by the National Labor Relations Board and by Telemundo.
It is trailblazing because this is a part of the industry that really hasn't been addressed by performer unions, and it's time for that to happen.
Duncan Crabtree Ireland is chief operating officer and general counsel of SAG-AFTRA, one of the largest unions for performers and entertainers in the U.S. SAG-AFTRA is now at the negotiating table, trying to hammer out a new contract for Telemundo actors in the U.S. There have already been a few changes. The actors are now considered full-time employees, and they are allowed to speak out against the company. He says the Spanish-language entertainment industry has grown so much, and relatively recently, that they're now just starting to push to get more union representation in the industry.
It didn't start out in exactly the same place that the English-language television network started out in the 50s, or that the English-language, movie industry started out in the 30s and 20s.
Unions in the U.S. are overwhelmingly white, around 75%, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And as union participation hits historic lows, union participation by Latinos is growing when you look at sheer numbers, one of the fastest growing demographics in union participation.
I was convinced that one of the reasons why unionization was in decline was that fewer and fewer people actually knew anything about what a union was, what its history was.
Wilma Liebman says visibility can do a lot to reverse the history of Latino worker exclusion in unions. She's former chairwoman of the National Labor Relations Board and was a board member for 14 years. She says visibility can be especially effective when the people out front are popular actors.
People who look good.
In the same vein, Liebman points to 2011, when the NFL was going through a negotiation process with its union. Telemundo declined to be interviewed for this story, but a spokesperson sent a statement saying, "We have the utmost respect for our talent who breathe life into our show's characters each and every day." Telemundo says it's continuing to negotiate in good faith and hopes to reach a mutually acceptable agreement. One of the ongoing concerns the union people have is...
There is always the threat of taking work out of the United States as a way of avoiding responsibilities, whether it's labor law responsibilities or whether it's, negotiations with the union.
They're worried Telemundo will move work to Latin America in order to cut costs and not have to meet demands of the actors in South Florida. So SAG-AFTRA reached out to a number of actors groups and unions in Latin America to solicit support. Ultimately, SAG-AFTRA hoped people there wouldn't take the jobs that would otherwise go to union actors in the U.S.
The only weapon, to use a word, the only way you can do it is to educate people,
Adriana Romero is an actress and president of the Actors Union in Colombia. Romero says while her organization supports what the Telemundo actors are doing, it's a small and relatively new union. It doesn't have the power to prevent its members from taking available jobs. And with ongoing problems in neighboring Venezuela, she's seen an influx of even more actors looking for work. A job is a job.
We don't have that kind of things like, if the union says it, you have to accept it. No. So if that happens here, we're going to try to make the actors understand why it's not good for us to accept those conditions. But that is going to be very, very difficult.
She does say what's happening at Telemundo has been helpful in communicating the benefits of collective bargaining to her own members in Colombia.
It's a good step to take, and it's a good example for everyone.
Those ripple effects have been felt closer to home, too.
It is an awakening for all Hispanics in the U.S., and I don't think it's only for Hispanics in the entertainment business. It's for all Hispanics in general.
Telenovela actor Pablo Azar.
It's a wake-up call to say, hey, your work is worth equal as someone else that speaks any other language.
But Azar isn't ready to call these efforts a success yet. He's waiting for that first contract between his union and Telemundo to be finalized. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.